Here's a question that would have gotten you laughed out of the flight school lounge 2 years ago. Can a sport pilot fly a Cessna 172? The old answer was no, not close, not even in the same conversation. The new answer, as of this rule finally taking effect, is it depends on the airplane, and a lot of 172s now make the cut. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. If you fly light, if you fly on a driver's license, or if you've ever looked at a fuel receipt and wondered how much longer you can keep this up, today's midday headline is the biggest thing to happen to the light end of general aviation in 20 years. Let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's define what we're actually talking about, because the name is a mouthful. The rule is called the Modernization of Special Airworthiness Certification. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, shortened that to MOSAIC, and everybody just says it like the word mosaic. The FAA unveiled the final rule at Oshkosh, in front of the biggest crowd of pilots you will find anywhere on the planet, and after a comment period that ran for years and generated thousands of responses, it is now on the books and in force. Here's what you need to know. MOSAIC does two big things at once. It changes what counts as a light sport aircraft, and it changes what a sport pilot is allowed to fly. Those are two separate ideas, and if you mix them up, you'll get the whole thing wrong, so stay with me. Start with the airplane. The old definition of a light sport aircraft was built around a single hard number. 1,320 pounds maximum takeoff weight. 1,430 pounds if it flew off the water. That weight cap is the reason light sport airplanes look the way they did for the last two decades. Two seats, small light. Often a lot of fabric and tube, or a very carefully engineered composite. Manufacturers spent enormous effort shaving ounces just to squeeze under that line, and it drove some genuinely strange design compromises. MOSAIC throws the weight number out. Read that again, because it's the heart of the whole thing. There is no longer a maximum gross weight that defines a light sport aircraft. Gone in its place. The FAA put a performance number, a stall speed. The airplane qualifies as a light sport aircraft if its clean stall speed, wings level, no flaps, is 59 knots calibrated airspeed or slower. That's it. That's the gate. If the airplane will stop flying at 59 knots or below in that configuration, it's in the club. If it stalls faster than that, it's out. Now, why a stall speed instead of a weight? Because stall speed is a much better proxy for the thing the FAA actually cares about, which is how much energy is in the airplane when things go wrong. A slow stalling airplane touches down slower, needs less runway, and hits softer if it hits at all. The physics of a survivable accident track stall speed far more closely than they track a number on a scale. So the agency stopped regulating the scale and started regulating the speed. Honestly, it's the more sensible way to draw the line, and pilots have been saying so for years. The headline doesn't tell the whole story though. So here's the part that makes people's jaws drop. When you draw the line at 59 knots instead of 1,320 pounds, a whole lot of ordinary, familiar certified airplanes suddenly fall inside it. Early Cessna 150s and 152s, plenty of 172s depending on the model and how it stalls. Piper Cherokees in the lower horsepower variants. Champs, Citabrias, Loosecombs, a long list of the airplanes that fill the average grass strip and the average flight school ramp. A large chunk of the legacy fleet stalls at or below 59 knots clean, and under MOSAIC, that means a sport pilot may be able to fly them. That is a genuinely radical change. For 20 years, the sport pilot certificate meant a small, specific category of purpose-built airplanes. Now it can reach into the used airplane market that everybody already knows and already owns. Let me pull the two threads back together, because here's where people trip. The airplane being a light sport aircraft is one question. What a sport pilot may do with it is a second, tighter question. MOSAIC keeps the sport pilot on a shorter leash than the airplane itself. A sport pilot flying under sport pilot privileges is still limited to one passenger. One, it does not matter if the airplane has four seats. You may carry a single passenger and no more day. Visual flight rules remains the baseline, with additional training required to go beyond it. And the FAA set operating limits on the sport pilot that are more restrictive than the full envelope of the airplane, so you can have a four-seat airplane that qualifies as a light sport aircraft, and a sport pilot who is legally allowed to fly it. And that sport pilot still may only bring one person along and fill two of the four seats. The airplane's capability and the pilot's privilege are two different fences, and MOSAIC moved them both, but not to the same place. This affects you if you hold a sport pilot certificate, or if you've been flying on basic med, or if you let your medical lapse and figured your flying days at the controls were winding down. Here's why. The sport pilot certificate never required an FAA medical certificate. It runs on a valid U.S. driver's license as long as you haven't been denied a medical. That was always the quiet appeal of sport. No aviation medical exam, no third-class certificate, just your driver's license and honest self-assessment of whether you're fit to fly that day. Under the old rules, the price of that freedom was the airplane. You got the driver's license medical, but you were stuck in that narrow 1,320-pound world. Mose keeps the driver's license medical and hands the sport pilot a dramatically bigger menu of airplanes to choose from. That is the trade that just changed. The medical freedom now comes attached to airplanes. People actually want to own and fly now. Before anybody sells a hanger over this, let me flag a few things, and I'll be clear about where I'm reading the rule and where I'm reading the tea leaves. First, the sport pilot privileges come with training and endorsements for the more capable stuff. Mosaic opens the door to airplanes with controllable pitch propellers and retractable landing gear, which the old light sport world essentially banned. But opening the category is not the same as saying every sport pilot may jump into a complex, retractable airplane cold. Expect logbook endorsements, expect training requirements for the higher performance features, and expect your insurance company to have opinions of its own that are entirely separate from anything the FAA says. The regulation is the floor. The insurer sets the ceiling, and the insurers are still working out where that ceiling goes. Second, there's a speed and complexity envelope the FAA drew specifically around sport pilot operations. The airplane category is broad. The sport pilot slice of it is narrower, and the exact boundaries of that slice, the maximum speeds and the specific limitations, are spelled out in the rule text and the advisory material the FAA and the Alphabet groups are publishing right now. If you're planning your flying around this, read the actual rule and the guidance. Do not plan it around a radio segment, including this one. I'm giving you the shape of the change. The FAA is giving you the binding language, and where the two differ, the FAA wins every time. Third, the manufacturers. This is the part that plays out over years, not weeks. Dropping the weight cap means light sport manufacturers can now build heavier, sturdier, more capable airplanes and still certify them under the lighter, cheaper light sport process instead of the full expensive type certification path. That is going to change what shows up new on the ramp. Bigger useful loads, more fuel. Real cross-country airplanes wearing a light sport certificate. The companies that spent 20 years engineering around 1,320 pounds are redrawing their entire product lines. We're going to be reporting on new airplanes coming out of this rule for a long time. Let me connect this to the real world, because that's the job. If you're a student right now, this matters to how you plan your certificate. The sport pilot path was always cheaper and faster than a full private certificate. Fewer required hours, no medical exam, but you paid for it with a very limited set of airplanes at the end. That calculation just shifted. For a lot of people, sport pilot in a mosaic world gets you into meaningfully more airplane for meaningfully less time and money. It is worth a serious conversation with your instructor about which certificate actually fits the flying you want to do. If you're an owner, keep an eye on what your airplane's clean stall speed actually is in calibrated airspeed in the clean configuration, straight out of the type certificate data sheet and the pilot's operating handbook. Not what you remember, not what the guy at the fuel pump told you. The published number 59 knots is the line, and whether your specific airplane, your specific model year sits on the right side of it is a documented fact you can look up. That number decides whether a sport pilot can be trained and turned loose in your airplane, which affects rental, which affects flight schools, which ripples all the way out to resale value. And if you're a pilot who let your medical go or who's watching the calendar on the one you've got, Mosaic is a reason to take a fresh look at whether you can keep flying more airplane than you thought on your driver's license, legally and safely. That last word matters. The FAA didn't loosen the medical requirement because flying got easier. It loosened it because the safety data on light, slow-stalling airplanes flown by self-certifying pilots held up. You are still the final authority on whether you're fit to fly. The rule trusts you to make that call honestly. Make it honestly. One more thought before I let you go, and this one's mine for 20 years. The light sport rules solved a problem by drawing a bright, simple line and living with the weird airplanes it produced. Mosaic is the FAA admitting that the smarter line was never a weight. It was a speed. It was always about how slow the airplane could fly, because that's what keeps people alive. This is a rule that got better by getting more honest about the physics. We don't say that about regulations very often. Enjoy it. The reporting on Mosaic and its rollout comes from the FAA's own rulemaking documents and from the coverage and analysis by EAA, OPA, and AVWEB, who fought for this rule and have been reading the fine print line by line so the rest of us don't have to guess. Go read what they've published. There's more in it than I can fit into one segment, and the details are where your flying actually lives. More on all of it at radiohanger.com. This is Tower. Go look up your stall speed. You might be flying a bigger airplane than you thought.